Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, a day of Irish-themed events awaits Donald Trump in Washington today, starting with a bilateral meeting with the US Vice President J.D. Vance in the Naval Observatory and finishing with the St. Patrick's Day reception in the East Room of the White House. But perhaps awkwardly for the Taoiseach, at 5 a.m, the European Union announced €26 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs on American goods, escalating the trade war between the EU and the United States. In a moment, we'll cross to Washington to speak to Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. But first, I'm joined now by Olaf Gill, who is spokesperson for the EU on trade and financial services. Olaf, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. So this plan, the EU tariff plan, tell us how it's going to work and what's going to be targeted.
Well, as you mentioned, Claire, this early morning, 4 a.m. Irish time, so midnight Washington time, the US tariffs on European steel and aluminium exports to the US kicked in. And immediately afterwards, we made clear with the statement by the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen that we deeply regretted this act by the United States. We believe these types of tariffs are bad for business, bad for consumers. They disrupt supply chains. They bring uncertainty for the economy. It's bad news all around. So she struck a sober tone, but I would say a resolved tone. And we feel we need to respond to this to protect precisely our economy, our workers and our consumers. And so we have today put together what we're calling a kind of a two-step plan, where first, on the 1st of April, existing countermeasures that we had suspended will kick back into gear on a number of American products. And then later in April, we will propose a new list of products that will be the subject of tariffs from our side, so that we have equivalence with the damage that the US is attempting to inflict on us.
Well, this is fighting fire with fire, isn't it? I mean, and let's compare that with the UK response, where they're not going to retaliate. They're going to negotiate. Is that not a more sensible way to approach this?
Let me be very clear, Claire. We're ready to negotiate. We want to negotiate. We want to engage in meaningful dialogue. We've made very clear that we believe that the EU-US trade and economic relationship, which is by some measure, by some length rather, the most important and meaningful in the world, that tariffs such as this risk weakening that, whereas what we should be doing is trying to strengthen it. Mm-hmm. So our door remains open. We've been in touch. We are in regular contact with our American counterparts. We want to engage in meaningful dialogue to find win-win solutions rather than engage in these kind of lose-lose outcomes. But just to be clear, that we can't engage in those negotiations without leverage. These countermeasures are our leverage.
Okay, so we're putting it up to Donald Trump. And how do you think he's going to respond today?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of President Trump, but I have full faith in the great political and diplomatic skills of the Taoiseach to make the case for the European Union when he meets him today.
Oh, so that's the Taoiseach's job then, to represent the European Union, you believe, when he goes into the Oval Office?
I believe it's the job of every EU leader in all the member states, because this is a Team Europe question. When we are targeted by these type of tariffs, unjustified, unfair and completely needless tariffs, we need to act as one. That is our strength. And indeed, I'm sure that all EU leaders will keep that in mind in their own dealings with the American administration.
So what does Micheál Martin need to say now on behalf of the EU when he meets Donald Trump?
Well, I think the fact that he's there and can simply say that we want to talk, we want to find solutions, we would rather avoid these kind of tariffs. There are numerous ways we could find solutions that would generate win-win outcomes for both the EU and US, rather than these type of lose-lose outcomes that we're convinced these tariffs will lead to.
Mm-hmm. When we spoke before, when tariffs were on the table, you mentioned that the EU was readying the big bazooka. Is this it, what we're going to see in April, or could there be more to come?
No, that's a slightly separate thing. So to answer your question, unfortunately, yes, it seems likely that there could be more to come. That's what our American counterparts have indicated They've talked about across-the-board tariffs, what they're referring to as reciprocal tariffs, on all products entering the US. We don't have any detail on how that will play out in practice. We don't know in detail what it means. But certainly that would be an even more alarming level of imposition of tariffs, and we would certainly be prepared to respond forcefully should that happen as well.
From an Irish perspective, of course, Olaf, we're very concerned about pharmaceuticals. Have you heard whether pharmaceuticals will be subject to tariffs by the United States?
As I said, we don't have any details yet. We expect that those should come towards the end of March, early April. All I can repeat is that the European Commission, acting on behalf of the European Union, will do its utmost to protect important European sectors and jobs across the board.
But most importantly, as far as today is concerned, the EU expects Micheál Martin to go in there and fight the corner on behalf of the EU.
I don't think it's a question of fighting a corner. I think it's simply a case of repeating the very clear and, we believe, rational message we're conveying from the EU side, which is that these types of tariffs don't serve us and they don't serve you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about finding deals that benefit us all rather than going into these kind of tariffs that are only going to hurt us all.
All right, Olaf, thank you for joining us. Olaf Gill there, spokesperson for the EU on trade and financial services. I mentioned that Louise Byrne is with us as well from the Irish Mirror on the line from Washington this morning. Louise, thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
So you heard there that what Micheál Martin now will be expected to do by the EU. I mean, do we have any indication as to how he's going to negotiate the tariff issue with Donald Trump?
This has broken overnight at 6 a.m. here in Washington, D.C. And I think the big question that we'll be asking Micheál Martin later is, did he know this was going to happen today of all days, when he is the one, he's the EU leader in Washington, D.C. He's the one meeting President Trump. We know there were several EU meetings last week. Was he tipped off at this meeting, at these meetings, that this was going to happen? Or was he, is he waking up this morning questioning why Ursula von der Leyen couldn't wait one more day? But it has been, I suppose, the tone of the last couple of days. Of course, he was in Texas before he came to Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon. And even at a gig up in the embassy last night, he was making a speech, and he was speaking about, you know, the two-way relationship of EU-Irish-US trade and the trading partnership between Ireland and the US, and how it's, you know, it's give and take and it's a two-way street. And this has kind of been the message that he has been putting out there. So it will be interesting to see not only how he handles it, but how Donald Trump handles it, because, like I said, we don't know if Micheál Martin knew this was going to happen today. But one man who certainly probably didn't know this was going to happen today, he knew it was coming, but he probably didn't know it was going to happen today, was Donald Trump. So it will be interesting to see how he takes that out on Micheál Martin when he visits the Oval Office this afternoon.
I mentioned pharmaceuticals there to Olaf Gill, and he, you know, from what they're hearing from United States sources, is there will be more coming in terms of tariffs. And it is likely, I think we can assume, although Olaf couldn't confirm this, that pharmaceuticals might be part of a package that we're going to see coming down the tracks. I mean, that is an area where Micheál Martin potentially could negotiate with Donald Trump today.
It could be. The issue is, as Olaf was kind of saying, this is an EU-wide thing, and trade is an EU competency. And, you know, there are questions. And I think it was Barry Cowan, the Fianna Fáil MEP, was saying last month that Ireland is more to lose if these tariffs or any tariffs are introduced than anyone really in the EU. And of course, pharmaceuticals would be a huge thing. So it will be interesting to see if that is brought up in the conversation. What the Irish government and government sources keep saying is that Donald Trump is a businessman, and you need to speak to him how he understands things. And the Irish government have been stressing, and I'm sure Taoiseach will stress today, that tariffs not only aren't good for the EU and Ireland, but they're also not good for the US and its consumers in return. So it's how he handles that. And the pressure is definitely on. It was already on, but it's definitely on more so now.
Listen, I know it's 6 o'clock in the morning there, but proceedings are getting underway pretty soon, because you've got that breakfast meeting between the Taoiseach and JD Vance, the Vice President, coming up very shortly. That'll be in the Naval Observatory. And people have seen, particularly in the Zelensky meeting, the good cop, bad cop routine between JD Vance and Donald Trump. I mean, those speeches that we're going to hear in the next little while, they could really shape, or really, I suppose, set down the tone for the day ahead, Louise.
Absolutely. And I think that is what everyone is kind of looking towards. It's funny, I've done these trips before and the journalists, because it's a very early start, I have to be on the road now in the next kind of 20 minutes. And everyone kind of backs up and goes, oh, you know, other people can do the vice president's breakfast, but the journalists are kind of clamoring for it this year because it is going to be really interesting. And, you know, we have seen JD Vance. He was at the Munich Security Conference. He was at the AI summit in Paris last month, and he is not one to hold back. And he took a swipe off the EU several times during that. And, you know, we speak about tariffs and these reciprocal tariffs that Ursula von der Leyen has announced today. Donald Trump could take it one way, JD Vance could take it another. So it is, you know, it's a set piece day. It's the speeches from the vice president and from the Taoiseach. And I think what happens there will set the tone for the day. So it's definitely one to watch.
Mm-hmm. Is the Taoiseach going to invite Donald Trump to the Ryder Cup in 2027?
It's widely expected that he will. And, you know, again, he has been saying all week that President Trump is always welcome in Ireland. Of course, he has the golf club out in Doonbeg on the lovely Clare coast. And, you know, I would imagine that that will be used in some ways as perhaps a common point of interest. And we saw Keir Starmer kind of bringing in that invitation from the King when he visited the Oval Office a fortnight ago. And that really plays to what Donald Trump likes. He likes to be flattered in a certain kind of way. So you would imagine that Micheál Martin will have to go all out. And unfortunately, we don't have an invitation from the King. So perhaps the Ryder Cup is the next best thing. And it's also one that's not likely to annoy EU counterparts. It's not likely to be controversial. So it's kind of a safe bet and one that President Trump would be interested in. So it's one definitely thing that Micheál Martin can bring in his pocket today.
Louise, just briefly before we let you go, you've been reporting, and others have too, that some members of the family of Enoch Burke have travelled to Washington. Is there nervousness amongst the Irish delegation that they might feature over the course of the day?
There is to an extent, and I suppose what the real issue is we don't know why the Burke family are in Washington. There was four of them, Enoch Burke's mother and father, Sean and Martina, and his brother and sister were actually on my flight coming into Washington yesterday from Dublin. And the journalists, tried to ask them why they were here, if they were here as part of the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And they didn't want to speak to us, which is, you know, it's fair enough, that's their right. But I suppose it's, we don't know why they're here. And the Taoiseach said yesterday, listen, people are free to travel. And he is right in that instance. And for all we know, they could be here on a holiday. But the issue is that we don't know why they're here. And I think that is kind of setting alarm bells ringing. So you never know. And I think if we've seen anything over the last couple of weeks in Washington, D.C., it's that you never know what's going to happen next.
Louise, thank you so much. We'll let you get on with your busy day. Louise Byrne there from the Irish Mirror in Washington. Well, joining me on the line now is Greg Swenson from Republicans Overseas. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome to the programme. Now, firstly, the EU has announced that it's going to impose these counter tariffs on the United States on some goods. This will start next month. And all of Europe is watching this meeting between President Trump and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Do you think that Micheál Martin will be able to address this issue of tariffs without jeopardising Ireland's interests? Is today the day to do it, in other words?
Yeah, I'm not sure it is, because, you know, there are some sensitivities around it. I don't think that, and I guess because the Taoiseach does not speak for the entire EU, it might be a bit challenging to do that. And because it's all happened in the last, you know, 24, 48 hours, you know, I think there's risk to that. And especially given that, you know, there is a pretty substantial trade deficit with the EU from America, and or the other way around, the EU has a big trade surplus with the United States, and that's one of the things that is semi-annoying to President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's front of mind with him now as well, because he has just made this decision on tariffs. So it makes it much more likely that he's going to mention all of this to
yeah.
Micheál Martin today.
That is a possibility, and because it is very current, and you know, again, it's a big issue for this president. But I think it'd be wise to have, you know, not go too deep into it if I were the prime minister. The country, or in this case, the multilateral that has the trade surplus, loses in a trade war. So the last thing the EU should want right now is any sort of escalation or trade war, because it's really much more harmful to them than it is to the country, in this case, the United States, with the trade deficit.
Well, yeah, you know, Ireland's strong argument is that when you take goods and services together, that the balance of power actually lies with the United States. But you're saying clearly to Micheál Martin, don't go there. Don't even say that.
Yeah, I think it's just good diplomacy right now. And if you look what happened 2 weeks ago, you know, President Macron and Prime Minister Keir Starmer had, you know, great meetings in the Oval Office with the president on Monday and Thursday of that week. You know, Friday obviously didn't end so well with Zelensky, but I do think that the president, you know, can be a real diplomat, and he's, you know, he's met with, well, at least one country in the EU, and this will be the second. But you know, this is an opportunity for the Taoiseach. I really do think so.
Do you think the meeting will be largely symbolic and lack any substantive content, or do you expect it to be lengthy and public?
Yeah, I think it'll more likely to be lengthy and public, because that's what the president has been doing lately. You know, that, and again, back 2 weeks ago with Zelensky and Macron and Keir Starmer. And so, you know, I think there's an opportunity, again, to get into some different topics, but without, you know, getting into an argument like President Zelensky did. So, well, yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Well, there will be questions, of course, from the media, who will be in the Oval Office as well, we expect. I mean, do you think that there will be an issue around Ireland's pro-Palestinian stance?
Definitely. If the press asks that question, or if President Trump does, I think that is an issue. That is probably where, you know, there's probably the greatest difference between the two.
A lot of this is unpredictable today, isn't it, Greg? I mean, it depends very much on whether President Trump says, here is the representative from Ireland, the Prime Minister of Ireland, or whether he says to himself, no, this is a representative of the European Union.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I would think, given St. Patrick's Day, you know, a few days away, and the number of Irish Americans, you know, there's, you know, you hear different numbers, but 40 million plus, I'm one of them. You know, there is a different cultural connection. So perhaps he will make it a little bit more, you know, lighthearted and a little bit more celebratory rather than a sit down with an EU leader. I think there's probably a better time and place for that. And it's probably with EU trade negotiators.
Greg, the other unknown here is J.D. Vance, the vice president. We know that Taoiseach is also meeting him today. Do you expect that dynamic that we saw with President Zelensky to play out, the good cop, bad cop routine?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, there is some merit to that. To that comment, you know, like you do have President Trump playing the bad cop and then having Marco Rubio and others play the good cop. And that's with usually with, you know, sort of allies. And then with adversaries, it's the other way around where, you know, the Rubio and Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, they're doing the heavy lifting with the adversaries. And Trump is trying to reach out, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer is the argument. And so, yeah, I think there could be that risk, but I don't think so, because if you look at the first 40 minutes of the Zelensky conference, you know, that was everything went smoothly. You know, it was just everything was cool. It was the last 13 minutes that was the tailspin, I think, you know, because President Zelensky came in, you know, a little bit aggressive after his meeting with the Senate Democrats across the street at the Hay Adams Hotel. And I think, you know, that was really bad advice from the Democrats. And in fact, Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut, was bragging about convincing Zelensky to change his mind on the minerals deal. So I hope that doesn't happen again today.
Well, there's a lot riding on the next couple of hours. Greg, thank you so much for being with us. Greg Swenson.
Thank you, Claire.
From Republicans Overseas. Well, listening to all of that has been Cliff Taylor, columnist with the Irish Times. Hello, Cliff.
Morning, Claire.
There's a sense from the Republicans that Micheál Martin needs to be careful not to rock the boat. But then we heard from the EU spokesperson, Olaf Gill, at the beginning of the programme. And he says that, you know, Micheál Martin is one of 27 and he needs to go in there and represent the EU position. This is getting trickier by the minute.
Yeah, it is tricky. And there's no doubt that the imposition of the US tariffs and the EU retaliation has come at a difficult moment, I think, for Micheál Martin. If you look at what Ursula von der Leyen said this morning, she made two, I suppose, main points in relation to the EU retaliation. One was that the EU is ready to retaliate, you know, is taking firm action and will take further action if the US does so as well. So that was the tough part of the speech. And the second part was to say, look, we'd really prefer to negotiate. Let's try and sort this out. The EU tariffs aren't coming in. The first batch of them aren't until April the 1st, so there are a few weeks there. So I would expect that Micheál Martin, if the issue does come up today, and it's almost impossible, I suppose, that it won't, will lean towards the second part of that message, the bit about, you know, let's negotiate. Tariffs aren't good for anybody. Let's try and sort this out between the EU and Europe. Mm-hmm. Of course, as your last speaker said, while Micheál Martin can speak as a European leader, he can't negotiate on behalf of Europe because that's done centrally by EU negotiators. So I think he will try and stick to that script of let's talk, it's good to talk and try and sort this out, and tariffs are bad for everybody.
Yeah, because clearly
where that might go.
Yeah, it's what is coming next in terms of tariffs. That yeah. will be the major concern for us, right? Because, you know, what's happening with steel and aluminium, although, look, it will have an impact here, there's no doubt it's going to impact every member state. But, you know, if pharmaceuticals are tackled next, for example, yeah. or more general goods, we're in trouble.
Yeah, it is bad news from us, for us, I suppose, from two points of view. One are the specific Irish exports to the US that would be hit. As you say, pharma products, which Trump has picked out as a particular target because he wants to get pharma companies to invest back in the US. And also food and drink products exported from Ireland, whiskey, butter and so on, which could be caught up in what Trump has called reciprocal tariffs, which are due to be introduced next month. So I think next month is going to be a real key point in all this.
Mm-hmm.
The second issue, danger for Ireland, is obviously just the wider one of the unpredictability and a wider trade war between the US and Europe that spirals out of control, which is bad from the point of view of a small trading nation and leaves us particularly exposed. You know, I think Ireland will try to the extent that it can, and it's limited, to be the peacemaker, to be using whatever levers it has in the US to try and talk the US down, but more importantly around the European table to try and kind of urge caution and slowness in terms of the response to whatever the US does. But the risk is that it spirals out of control. I mean, we've seen overnight with the Canada-Mexico tariffs, how unpredictable and chaotic this can all be.
Yes, and that seems to change by the hour as well. But I was just interested to see Donald Trump last night in that press conference he had outside the White House. I don't know if you saw it with Elon Musk and the cars. It was all a bit mad. But what he did say was that he had met these bosses of the tech companies. And as a result of his trade policy, they had assured him now that they were going to invest billions of dollars in the United States, money that would have gone to China had he not taken the measures that he did. That's what he wants to see happen. And if he is getting those promises, well, that shows that it's working and he's likely to pursue this policy.
Yeah, I mean, there's an aspect of smoke and mirrors here in the sense that big US companies do invest massive amounts in America as well as overseas. And it's very hard to judge, you know, what is actually changing in terms of what the companies are saying. But you're right. The big tech companies are desperately scrambling to try and be on side with Trump, and so are the big pharma companies. For example, Eli Lilly, which has significant investments in Ireland, has announced major new investments in the US over the next few years. A senior figure in Pfizer has said that if necessary, they can move production from overseas plants back to America to avoid tariffs if they need to, because they have spare capacity in the US. Mm-hmm. So obviously, that's not good for Ireland. And also in the short term, I think a big thing is that investment now is basically going to be put on hold, big international investment, not all this settles down, because nobody really has a clue where all this is going to end. So I think there's going to be a big pause in investment activity, and the IDA's job is going to be getting much harder over the coming months. So until we see how this all plays out.
And you know, we hear from our own ministers, they say, well, we're getting ready for these tariffs and we are going to help and support our businesses. How much leeway do they have? Because it's the EU competency, isn't it, to announce packages for all member states rather than individual countries?
Yeah, it's a complicated one. It's certainly the EU's competency to negotiate on trade issues on our behalf and on behalf of all member states, and also in general to give clearance to what, as you say, to what individual member states would do to support businesses who are hit by tariffs. I would expect that you would see a package announced if there are general tariffs, perhaps to help businesses in the short term. But of course, in the longer term, if tariffs are in place, then, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of help can continue. continue forever. There will certainly be measures taken to try and help companies diversify away from the US market and sell into other markets in Europe and the UK and beyond. That tends to be a slow process, of course, and will take time. But I guess it's a kind of a sensible policy in response to what Donald Trump seems to be doing. I mean, a really big question here, which we don't have the answer to, is whether these tariffs are kind of a short-term disruptive instrument to try and get other countries to do what Donald Trump wants them to do in all kinds of different areas, trade and well beyond that, or whether they are kind of a long-term instrument, as he has also hinted.
Yes.
To remain in place, to raise revenue for the US government. And both two things are very different.
Right, well, plenty of questions remain unanswered as things stand. Cliff, thanks so much for being with us. That's Cliff Taylor, who's columnist with the Irish Times. Now, we're very much looking forward to speaking to Sarah Healy, our 3,000 metre gold medal winner. That's coming up on the programme. We'll have more on this story about the United States and tariffs and Donald Trump, because we're going to speak to Democratic Congressman Adam Smith. But next, Ukraine is ready for a ceasefire. But is Russia?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.